Hey, welcome to Advanced Low-End Balancing with Spectrum Tools for Drum and Bass, working in Ableton Live. I'm excited. Today we're getting surgical and musical with the bottom end so your DNB bass and kicks hit hard, stay clean, and translate in clubs. This lesson assumes you already design subs and growls and program breaks. We are focusing on analysis-driven balancing, spectrum analysis, careful splits, multiband control, sidechaining, stereo safety, and workflow tricks that speed up mixing. Quick goals to keep in mind as we go: identify clashes and resonances with spectrum, split and treat sub versus mid bass, use band specific dynamics so groove and weight coexist, and always check mono and reference match. Let's get set up. Load a pro sounding DNB reference track and loop an 8/16 bar section with drums and bass. On the master, add spectrum and leave it visible. Lower the master fader so you have about 6 dB of headroom. Aim for peaks near minus 6 dB true peak while you work. That headroom makes meters and processing behave predictably. Spectrum settings for this lesson: increase FFT resolution to something high, 8192 to 16384, so you can see narrow resonances. Increase averaging or smoothing a touch to reduce jitter. When focusing on the low end, set the frequency range to start around 20-30 Hz and end between 5 and 10 kHz. For full spectrum checks later, open it to 20 kHz. Routing and gain staging next. Group kick, sub, and mid bass into a low-end bus. At the start of that bus, place utility. We'll use it for quick gain staging and mono checks. Keep utility at zero for now, but use it to quickly toggle width and phase. The essential split for DNB: make a mono sub track and a stereo mid bass track. On the sub track, use a clean sine or filtered oscillator. Chain EQ 8 first and low pass around 100 to 140 Hz. Start at 120 Hz. Use a steep slope, 24 dB/oct if you need a tight separation. Then utility set to width 0% so the sub is strictly mono. Put spectrum after utility on this track so you can monitor the solo sub. On the mid-bass track, high pass at about the same crossover, around 100 to 140 Hz, to remove the sub. Add saturator lightly for harmonics, drive in the range of 1 to 3 dB, and consider analog clip or soft clip mode. Multiband dynamics or a compressor can add movement. Keep the mid-bass wide and characterful while the sub stays pure. Now build the low-end bus chain. Place devices in this order: utility, EQ8, multiband dynamics, saturator, glue compressor, and spectrum for final monitoring. Specifics: utility at the start for mono checks and coarse gain. EQ8. High pass between 18 and 28 Hz to remove an audible rumble but don't kill musical sub. Use narrow bell cuts, Q between about 4 and 8, to surgically tame resonances you discover with spectrum. Multiband dynamics should be set to 3 bands roughly split at 120 Hz and 800 Hz. On the sub band, apply gentle downward compression or expansion to control hit-to-hit variance, ratio around 1.8 to 3 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 100 to 300 milliseconds. The low mid band gets mild glue, ratio around 2 to 1. Avoid heavy look ahead so transients stay tight. After compression, add light saturator for harmonic content, a drive of about 2 to 4 dB, soft saturation mode. Finish with a glue compressor set so gain reduction sits at 1 to 3 dB. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 200 to 600 milliseconds. If you want stereo imaging adjustments, put another utility after glue or use an MS chain to gently widen content above 300 Hz only. Spectrum guided EQ moves are where the analysis meets action. Solo the low end bus spectrum while the loop runs and look for peaks where kick and bass overlap. If you see a prominent peak that coincides with a kick transient, go to the kick track, add a narrow bell Q 6 to 8, sweep with a boost of around plus 6 dB to find the transient sweet frequency, note that frequency. Then on the mid bass or sub, cut that frequency with a narrow bell of 2 to 6 dB. Prefer subtractive moves to avoid building resonances. If the kick and sub fundamentals are too close, say both around 50 to 65 Hz, consider retuning either element. Small tuning shifts often solve collisions faster and more musically than aggressive EQ. Also use nudging. If two low elements create a warbling or beating, try nudging one a few milliseconds with track delay or clip warp markers. Sometimes that removes the wobble faster than EQ. Sidechain and rhythmic ducking keep the groove while preserving weight. On mid-bass, insert a compressor sidechain to the kick. Start with ratio 2.5 to 6 to 1, Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 180 milliseconds. Shorter release tends to suit rolling DNB. For subspecific ducking, you can use multiband dynamics on the low-end bus with the kick as the detector, or a dedicated compressor on the sub track with a gentle amount so the kick punches through without killing the sub sustain. Parallel processing for drops. Create a return called sub smash. On that return, low pass around 120 Hz at heavy compression. Ratio 8 to 15 to 1. Super fast attack 0 to 3 milliseconds. Release tempo sync to 1/8 or 1/16th note or around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then add saturator or overdrive. Send sub, kick, and mid bass subtly to this return and automate the send for drops. Blend until you feel a 3 to 6 dB perceived increase in weight, but avoid muddying verse sections. Always do a mono check. Put utility before spectrum on the low end bus and toggle width to 0% to listen to the mono sum. If energy disappears or transients collapse, you have phase issues or stereo information bleeding into the sub range. As a diagnostic, briefly invert phase on the kick or sub with utility. If the signal collapses dramatically, you've got alignment or harmonic phase issues to fix. This audio version is shortened for playback.